I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who has made the heavens and the earth. Good morning, Taylor Nation. Good morning to our family and friends. Those of you who are joining us on Facebook and YouTube Live. Those of you who are joining us in the sanctuary. Welcome to the Tabernacle, where we are streaming live from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the Reverend Jonathan E. Ford is our pastor. So just a quick note, a quick housekeeping note. We want to make sure that everyone who is listening in the sanctuary, everyone who is in Facebook and YouTube land, please make sure you have a pen and paper later. Get that prepared, because there will be a lot of information coming to you by way of announcement, and we would like for you to be able to take those notes for that important information. So at this time, we will have our scripture reading, and we ask that you please stand in honor of God's word. And our scripture reading will be coming from Acts chapter 17, verses 28 through 31. And once you have that, please say amen. Acts chapter 27, verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when we will be judged, when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. Let us pray. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? There's a cross for everyone. There's a cross for you and a cross for me. Our Father and our God, once again we come to your throne room of grace, thanking you for allowing us to see another Sunday, keeping us and protecting us through this dark and sinful world. For my foot slips, it is your mercy that holds me up. When we are tired and weak, we can come to you, for you will give us rest. So no matter what we have been through, all of the different trials and tribulations, we know that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted us. So we count it all as joy, knowing that the testing of our faith is what produces patience. But in the end, we know that we can cast all our burdens on you, Lord, for it is you and your word that sustains us. For man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Therefore, we ask a special blessing over our Reverend Norman Lyons. May he bring a word from you, Lord, that nourishes us and keeps us. Therefore, Holy Spirit, have your way in the precious name of Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. And now I turn our service over to Reverend Norman Lyons.
Thank you, Brother Aaron. And good morning to the Taylor Nation. Get your Bibles and get ready. Oh, I'm sorry.
How's that? Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm sorry, Taylor Nation. Here we go. Get ready. I'm not going to put on the brakes. God showed me this one little phrase while I was researching something else, And so the word came out. All right? So let's get started. Look, I got to shake it off. I want everybody, if you're standing, you can stand and just shake.
Amen. Shake it off.
Just shake it off. That's what I had to do. All right, here we go. Papa tomato, baby tomato, papa tomato, mama tomato, and baby tomato. They go for a walk, go on a journey. Baby tomato lags behind. Mama turns around and says, catch up. You'll get that in the spirit later on. I want you to keep up. All right, we're going to Genesis. I'm in the front of the book. Genesis 18. I'm gonna read 9-15. I only need a little piece, but I hope you get the understanding. And right, once I read this, that's gonna be the whole sermon, right? 18:9-15. Then they said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" So he said, "Here in the tent." And he said, "I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, and behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." Sarah and Abraham were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I have grown old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old also." And the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I surely bear a child since I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord?' At that appointed time, I will return according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied it, saying, "I didn't laugh. I did not laugh." For she was afraid. And he said, "No, but you did laugh." Amen. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to see another day, and to come together and fellowship with you by the Holy Spirit through Christ Jesus. Father, help me to decrease so you can increase and speak to your people. Lord, break these chains of bondage. Free us, Lord. Free us to worship you. Free us to hear you. Free us to do your will in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 She laughed. She laughed. You can be seated. She laughed. She laughed. She laughed. Turn to somebody and say, "She laughed." Oh, come on. Slap somebody and say, "Catch up." All right. All right. Look, catch up. Keep up with me. Catch up to what the pastor is saying to his flock. Catch up what God is saying. The Spirit is saying to the church.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? All right. I'm talking about Sarah. As you can tell, I'm talking about the fact that she laughed. But in order to do that, we're going to have to go back and play a little catch up with Abraham. Just for a hot second, because we really got to get with Sarah. So we're going to just talk a little bit about Abraham. Look, you know the story, so I'm just going to preview. Now, for you, I would like you all to go back to Abraham at some point in time in Genesis. You start about chapter 12, and really you go on for a little while. But within that, I believe you'll get a deeper understanding of this relationship God put together with the people of God, which now includes you and I, but didn't originally, right? Right? All right. I'm preaching already. Look, I can't help myself. All right. I don't want to slow down. So let me talk a little bit about Abraham. I'm not even going to break out the Bible and talk, but there is a whole lot in there. So you know the story. Abraham, he's born Abram. Abram. Translated exalted father. God changed his name to Abraham, father of a multitude, because of the promise, right? Abraham talked to God, prayed, believed, and had faith. God talked to Abraham and visited him several times and accounted his faith as righteousness. If I could talk about that, that's going to be a whole different story. Quite a few minutes. Amen. Talking about the law and stuff. God told Abraham to move, leave, get out from under Pops. Right? That was the first call he told him. Come on, you got to go. And so he said, take Sarah and all your stuff. Sometimes, or in this case, God had to separate him to establish himself in Abraham's life. And look, sometimes that's one, if you want to jot that down, even though I'm not talking about Abraham, but that's one. God sometimes will have to pull you out of your circle, pull you out of your familiarity, pull you out of your comfort zone so he can establish himself in your life. Amen. Amen. I just wanted to add that. So God makes a promise to Abraham, that he would be a father to a multitude. Listen, I'm just going to say this real quick. There's also a point in here. So he's talking about, and he said it several times. And as he said it, Abraham's getting older and older, but God keeps coming back to him saying, look, your seed is going to be nations. You're going to birth nations. You're going to birth kings. He also told him that his seed would be a blessing. Amen. So remember that. He said, your seed will be a blessing to nations. Amen. So let's keep that in the back of our memory banks there. So God also made a covenant with Abraham saying that because of this multitude or this nation you and your seed is going to become, I am going to make a covenant agreement, a contract with you and your people to be my people and I'll be their God. So to make it official, they did a traditional, blood sacrifice. God told Abraham to get these animals, cut them down the line, and we spread them. We put one on that side and just trailed the blood to the other side. And the idea was that we took our staff, which represented your family, and both of you cut through it, like signing the paperwork. Well, here God did it by himself, while Abraham sleep. That was the binding contract. So, Abraham's cool. He was a believer, and he had faith. He trusted God. Okay. Abraham, but God told him again and again that you are going to have a son. And Abraham first told him, okay, there's been many babies coming out of my house. Many babies been born in my house because Abraham was the leader. So as he set up tent wherever he was, when it was time for a baby, it was delivered in his house. So he considered every child that was traveling with them his child. God said, no. His lovely wife, which was also he was half brother to, and he used that. And I'll talk about that real quick. He used that. Now, I don't need that, but I want to show you something else that because of that relationship, not only did he marry her, but he was half brother to her. Remember, he was told to go. So he's traveling now, you know, setting up tent and traveling. And here he's coming to a place. He says, look, Sarah, if anybody asks, you my sister, which was partially true, but it was a compromise from what God told him. So I want to tell you this. Number two, don't compromise. Don't compromise with the blessing you've been given. I was told a long time ago, favor ain't fair. So people may not like it, but they'll respect the God in you. Amen? Amen? See, now I'm still not talking about my subject. I'm trying to drop some background. Sarah, wanting to help her husband, decided, why don't you take Hagar, who's younger, and had this baby you're telling me about? Right? So Abraham did that. They had a child. They named him Ishmael. Now, on one visit, God's talking to Abraham, and he told him again. And Abraham said, wait a minute. All right, I'm with you now, because we just had Ishmael. So can we use Ishmael, right? It's Ishmael. And God flat out told him no. The contract, the covenant of which I signed, God did it. He said, that is with your son by Sarah. Abraham at this point is like 90 something. He fell out, laughed and fell on his face in prayer. And I'm telling you, your God is hysterical. God said, oh, and by the way, you're going to name him Isaac. And Isaac translate means he laughs. Now, so far all I said was Sarah tried to compromise and fix this for her partner and Lord Abraham. So the next visit, God asked about Sarah. And you got to understand, I don't know if you guys picked this up because this is a familiar story, but the visit was actually God himself. Right? He introduced himself at one time saying, I am the Almighty. And so we know that to mean he was God. And God came with a couple of angels to deliver these messages to Abraham, even though now it's taking years. And Abraham is getting older. And Abraham sort of chuckled at what he was saying, because now he's even older. Because at this time, I think Ishmael is about to turn 13. So the next visit, he says, you know, let me speak to Sarah. No, he says, where is Sarah? And that's what I read to you. So where is Sarah, your wife? He says, she's right here in the tent. He said, all right, this time next year, she's going to have a son. Now, according to Hebrew tradition, which is still popular in Islam, the wife or the woman wasn't allowed to be in the presence of men. So she was like in the cut. But she overheard it because they was only living in the tent. She heard the whole conversation. And when they came this time, Abraham, now he's hyped. So they're coming now and he's like, oh, I know I got favor with you guys now. So look, let me prepare something for you. And he got Sarah to do it. But as they ate in fellowship, Sarah was listening. And Sarah heard him say, this time next year, Sarah will be with child. And so she laughed. She laughed. She laughed. Now, I know you got it. I hope you got it. Sarah was covered. Covered by Abraham. Covered by the covenant. Sarah believed her husband as a righteous man of God. But Sarah lacked faith in God. Sarah didn't believe that he was not only able to do what he said, but even that he would do it. All she could see is herself, her own shortcomings. Sarah was old now, past childbearing age now, and her husband Abraham was old now. And so she laughed. But she laughed within herself. And she made the statement of all of that. But God asked why she laughed. Listen. God hears you. God knows you. But you have to get it for yourself. See, I said she was covered. Like many of us are covered by a praying mother or grandmother or grandfather. Many of us are covered that way. All of us are covered by this same covenant. And to make it recognizable for you, we got a praying pastor covering us. But we're all covered by this same covenant, this same agreement Abraham had with his people. And let me go back to Abraham real quick. I want to tell you this. It's in the book, maybe 16, early 17. No, I think it's 16. God, so when you read it, look for it. God plans it all out. He told Abraham everything. And this is why I said I want you to go back and read this. God told him about his seed, about the multitude that will come, about him being nations. He said, he even told him that in 400 years, I, God, am going to have to deal with the people who are not only terrorizing your seed, but also correct your seed. And according to Galatians, it was more like 430 years. You know, they got the law. But just think about that. If we can realize that God set this up all the way back with Abraham. And then if we can remember the covenant, what Sarah is laughing about is bigger than her. Listen, Abraham, he now has Isaac, or he's going to have Isaac. Isaac has Jacob. Jacob, God changed his name to Israel, meaning God will fight for you. Israel's sons become the tribe of Israel, become the Israelites. Out of that tribe is Judah, David, Jesus. God told Abraham, your seed will bless nations. Amen. So I fast track, but we have to understand that what we go through will be bigger than us. What God asks you to do will be bigger than you. Pastor always says we got to think of his story. His story. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not onto your own understanding. You can't fathom what God is doing, but he knows you. He hears you and he calls you to do it. And listen, this is what I want to give you. I know I got people out here, because look, I'm like this. I laugh every time pastor tells me I got to speak. Paul told the Philippians, And Philippians 2:12. He says, so then, and I don't need all of this. This is the one part I need. He says, so then, my beloved, even as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence. He says, since Paul was the leader, he says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's why I'm saying you have to get this. I dare say you have to try God, but when you had that situation, you got to know that you can go to him. See, Sarah was covered. She knew Abraham. She knew what Abraham did. But she never tried God. And God didn't even speak directly to her at this point. He just said, why did you laugh? And see, I'm telling you this because, like, as you get set up, God already made a way. Look, and I probably shouldn't do this now, but anyway, God gave the answer or the solution right as he asked her. Why did Sarah laugh? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Look, and that was the Lord. Was he being sarcastic or what? Was he being facetious? Look, is anything too hard from the Lord? That's like me. Look, it's normal. Although, you know, I don't have any power. And speaking of power, this is what I'm trying to get you right here. Paul again. He speaks to the Philippians. Very next verse. Philippians chapter 2, that was 12, this is 13. He said, for it is God who worketh in you, listen, both to will, and your book might say, and to do. This particular version I use says, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Amen? So you got to catch that. So it's not because you're covered. It's by your faith. By your faith in God and what he did through Jesus, now you can be trusted and get that assignment like Sarah had. Do I got any Sarahs? But not only will he give it, like he said, is anything too hard for God? Not only will he give it, he will give you or motivate you, empower you to do it. So we cannot get caught up in, why me? We cannot get caught up in, but I'm just. We have to understand that God is in control. We just have to trust him. Amen? And look, it's by design because your salvation is based on your reaction to God, to what he did. Your salvation is based on faith. That's how you become a child of God. Faith. That's why he counted Abraham as being righteous, because of his faith. Because when God said do, Abraham did. Out of faith. I want to give a quick example, but. All right. So I was, years ago, shopping. I wanted the, fancy chair. And I shopped in this place. That's all they had. Office chairs, lounges, whatever. But they had this weird contraption. And the guy said, oh, that's a chair. He said, you can sit in it. I believe it was a chair because he said it was a chair. But my question was, can it support me? Will it hold me up? Will it keep me from falling? Come on, somebody got it. God said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? God said that. God will do it just as he said he would. God knows, and God will if he spoke it in your spirit, guess what? He'll do it. I got one more thing. And I want you to pick up on that, the fact that now I got a better understanding. All things work for the good. They work out for those who love the Lord according to his purpose. Right? So I'm throwing you that so that I hope you can piece it together here with that. All right, Jeremiah 29. Where am I reading from? From 11. But I think I need to go. Yes. All right. And you keep this for yourself. This is starting at verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Some of your books may say declares the Lord. This is God making a declaration. This is something that you can count on. This is like a written official law statement, right? For I know the thoughts. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope. I'm going to leave it right there. No, I won't. I'm sorry. I'm going to read verse 12. Because listen, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Listen. I hope you got it. It's going to be all right. That's from my favorite rapper. But when I hear that is nothing too hard for God, put that after every challenge you have is nothing too hard for God. And listen, know that statement came directly from God himself. Right? Is nothing too hard for God. And remember that. Go and you can go to Hebrews 13:21. Some of that's in there. And I want to just end with this. Genesis 21. No, I'm not even going to end with this. Genesis 21. And the Lord visited Sarah, as he said. And the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Then Abraham circumcised him on the eighth day. Now Abraham was 100 years old. I think Sarah was 90 when his son Isaac was born. And Sarah said, God has made me laugh. God has made me laugh. And all who hear will laugh with me. Sarah said, who'd have thought, who would have told Abraham that Sarah was going to nurse a baby? Listen, not only will God do it, but you'll know it, and everybody who knows you will know it. Not just knows you. Everybody will know it was God. Amen. Amen. Listen, I'm ending, but I want to tell you a quick story about my baby girl. Not the baby, but Jessica. That's my baby. So, she messed up bad. She bombed bad. And I'm not going to give you the details because, I mean, sort of without saying exactly because it's her business. And maybe we get a testimony out of her one day. But I'm going to tell you this. She got it. She bombed out bad. She felt bad. Mom got all over her. Jumped her up and down. Just, you better fix it. You better pray about it. Find a solution. But Jessica, she freaked in the beginning, but she heard my wife. And she prayed about it. And she wrote to try to rectify it. Now, I'm getting it from my daughter, who shows me the responses she got. Not to say, look, it's all good. But to say, look at what God did. God knows, look. The response was like it never happened. Not that you can fix it this way. It never happened. Just do this next. And that's all gravy. But I'm saying it, and I'm saying it like this because just like Sarah and you Sarahs out there, it doesn't matter what it was. It matters your response. Get it for yourself. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Not fright, not being afraid, but reverence and respect. The proper response was faith. And that's what Jessica did. And her getting an understanding was because of, it's like, yes, she went through this. She prayed about it. She did this. But she realized at the end of the solution, God did it. And that's what she said. Look, Daddy. Look what happened. Not the drama, not the stuff. But look what God did. Sarah laughed. But look what God did. Amen. Amen, amen. So it's going to be all right. May the Lord add a blessing to the word. I hope you received it. Short and sweet, but I know you're going through it. I know you're being tried because you got to come up. You got to catch up. But it's going to be all right. Amen, amen.
Amen. She laughed. She laughed. But how many of us can say the same story that we laughed? We laughed at some of the promises of God because we did not think that it was possible. But like Reverend Lyons said, the Lord himself said, "Is there anything too hard for me?" He says that they were covered by that contract. And I just want to say to those of you out there today that there is another contract, another covenant through the blood, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ that has been offered up for us so that we too can be covered. So if you would like to respond to that message today, if there is a gripping on your heart, that you too would like to be covered under the blood contract of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, please pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord, I know that I am a sinner. I know that I deserve the consequences of my sin. However, I am trusting in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that his shed blood, death, and resurrection provided for my forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving and forgiving me from my sins today. Amen. And we don't have to be like Sarah and try and assist God with his promises. For God did it then by himself, and he provided the sacrifice for us today by himself. So if you accepted this call to salvation today, please visit our website, www.taylortabernacle.com. Go to our Contact Us page and check the box, I am interested in becoming a Christian. Leave a short message along with your contact information, and someone from our staff will contact you to discuss your next steps in your Christian journey. If you have a prayer request, again, visit our webpage at www.taylortabernacle.com. Find our prayer request page, or just simply call the church at 215-748-4578 and leave us a message. Amen. Amen. And now we will transition to our period of giving. And as you know, here at the Tabernacle, you can give through one of three ways. You can give by text to give. You can give online via our website or through the U.S. Postal Mail Service. To give by text message, text the code Taylor61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. And to give by U.S. mail, simply place your check or money order and mail it to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. And for those of us who are gathered in the sanctuary, you will find two baskets near the ramp door, one for your tithes and offering, and one to be a blessing to Reverend Norman Lyons and his family for that wonderful word. We always thank you for your continued support. And at this time, we will turn our service over to Deacon Todd McCoy, who will bring you our Black History Facts and announcements. Thank you.
Now, before I start the Black History Fact, it was mentioned at the start of the service, with what I'm going to go through in announcements, you really do want to have a pen or a pencil and paper. So if you do not have one, take a second right now and go grab one, because some of the information I'm about to go through with you is very important, and it's information you're going to want and you're going to need. Amen? Amen. So while you're doing that, I'm going to read our Black History Fact for today, February 21st, 2021. On this day in 1961, 60 years ago, Otis Boykin, an African-American inventor and engineer, patented the electrical resistor. The device was used in all guided missiles, IBM computers, and pacemakers. Over the course of his life, he earned over 25 patents. His first was issued in 1959, and his last in 1985. Amen. That was about Otis Boykin. Amen. And again, give me a moment to get your pen and paper. Just in general, for our announcements, make sure you go to the church website where we post everything. The singles ministry is coming up on Friday, and also next Sunday is a Circle of Hope. All the data, the information, what we want to do is on our website. Amen? Amen. So what I want to talk to you about now is something that is very, very important. Penn Medicine and the pastors in the West Philadelphia community have gotten together And what is happening is a COVID-19 vaccine clinic. And apart from Penn Medicine, the pastors, I also want to mention Mercy Hospital. But there's going to be a COVID vaccine clinic. Amen? So let me read some of the bullet points for you. A free COVID-19 vaccine clinic in West and Southwest Philadelphia in partnership with Mercy, Penn Medicine, and the community and the pastors. This is not a one-time event. Rather, this is an ongoing effort. So even if you don't get vaccinated this time, there will be more opportunities. Very important. The clinic's mission is to vaccinate the West and Southwest Philadelphia communities, which are being hit hard by COVID. And this is designed to serve the following zip codes: 19104, 19131, 19139, 19142, 19143, 19151. So this is really focused on these zip codes, of which this church is in part of the community, and this is what we're reaching out to so the people in these zip codes would take down this information. Even if you don't live in this zip code, you can take down this information if you know someone who's in these zip codes, so you can pass it on. Okay, how do I learn more about the vaccine? The website, bit.ly/, going this way. Is that considered the backslash or the forward slash? Forward slash, okay. Then PHILLYVACCINEINFO. And I know you're sitting there going, he went too fast. But do it again. How do you learn more about the vaccine? Write this down. And this is all lowercase. bit.ly/PHILLYVACCINEINFO. So it's Philly Vaccine Info. Amen. Now, who is available for this free vaccine? Here's the category if you fall into one of these things. All persons age 75 and older. All persons between the ages of 18 and 75 who meet one of the following criteria. High risk medical conditions is one of them. You can go to that website to find out more information, but as you know from the news, some of the high risk medical conditions: high blood pressure, heart problems, diabetes. And you'll see a list. There's more, but that's one of the categories. Residents of long-term care facilities, which we know they've had particular issues. Frontline essential workers. Persons working and residing in congregate settings, which are group homes, etc. Congregate settings where there's a large amount of people. Those are the people who are eligible in the zip codes that I mentioned a moment ago. Next question and answer. When and where is this? It's very important. Saturday, February 27th would be the first shot. Saturday, March 27th would be the second shot. So I'm going to go through the sign-up information in a moment, but you must be available for those 2 dates. So it would be next Saturday, and then the second shot is on March 27th. Now, as I mentioned earlier, there will be other rounds to sign up. But if you're trying to sign up or sign someone else up for the first round, they've got to be available to get the vaccine shot next Saturday and then again on March 27th. Amen? Where? 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Francis Myers Recreation Center, which is at 5801 King Sessing Avenue in Southwest Philadelphia. Now, they're not offering transportation to it, so you would have to get there or help someone get there, but it would be next Saturday and then the 27th. How do my members sign up? In other words, for our churches, how do they sign up? Each congregation leader, the pastor, who has passed this on to me, did receive a special sign-up number It's a sign-up phone number, which I'm going to share with you in a moment. You're going to take this number and write it down this morning, and you need to save this number first. And so what will happen is you will dial into this number, and then you're going to text to this number. This number is going to send you a keyword, which then you will follow up, and I'll go through it in a moment. And then it allows you to sign up for somebody. So let me read through here. So we've got, please encourage the members not to share with members outside of the community, and help the elderly and those who are unable to text sign up first. And so another thing, when we go through this text process, if, for example, I was from West Philadelphia and I had mother and aunt in the neighborhood, I can, if that was my situation, go in, sign up my mother, and then go in and sign up my aunt. I can do that from the same cell phone. You just have to put one person, all their information in, and then go in and do the second sign up for the next person. Amen. So for those of you that, you know, in different areas of West and Southwest Philadelphia, you may be able to sign up yourself, or you may be able to help sign up your parents or other relatives. One of the things that I also want to cover is be patient when you are signing up. What's going to happen when we get to the number is everything is going live today at noon. So we still have a little time. But they do anticipate that in the beginning, many congregations, because this is being announced in every church, think of all the churches in our 61st Street corridor and other churches in West and Southwest Philadelphia, this is being announced today. So at noon, they're probably going to get a lot of phone calls. Be patient. They will, you know, eventually you'll be able to get through and sign somebody up. Amen? Okay. To sign up, we're going to ask eligible members to text the word READY. READY. Just put that in all caps. You're going to type that into the phone numbers. You can use your own cell phone, and again, you can use your cell phone to help others. The reason I said that before, and I'll say it again now, is that we know that there's some elderly people that have cell phones that don't text. So this allows you to text for them. But the word that you're going to text is READY. All right? And again, we're asking people who are not eligible that you wouldn't try to sign up. Amen? Because that's for this community. Next thing before I go back to the phone number, which I'm going to go through, it's in a flyer in a moment. For people who are getting the vaccination, what do you wear? Preferably, if you could wear a t-shirt, because you got to get a shot on your arm, it's easy to roll up. So you could have a t-shirt and then maybe have something over it, you know, and a coat and everything else, because we realize if it's cold, it's a little more difficult. But you want to have something that it's easy to get on and off because you have to roll up your arm. Also, with regard to the vaccination process, once they give you the shot, you have to go sit and wait for 15 minutes. So you want to be prepared for that too. And that's just because they have to make sure that you don't have an adverse reaction to the shot. Also, with the sign-up process, and I'll probably mention this again, when you go through the process, you're going to be given a time. So, you know, let's say you're scheduled to come in for your shot at that community center at 2:30 p.m. that Saturday. Don't come at 8 a.m. Don't come at 11. They've got you slotted, so it's not going to be first come, first served. But if it's at 2:30, you might want to get there at 2:15, just so you can get in and go through the process. Amen? What happens if all the appointments fill up? Once the appointments are filled, they will add people to the same day wait list and call them in case someone doesn't show up for their appointment on Saturday the 27th. So, again, a lot of people we anticipate will sign in today. They'll get signed up. When you go through the process, you're going to have to give the information, so that's how they'll know to reach out. If people cancel out, they'll make phone calls for other people, so you might want to make sure that the person you're helping or yourself, that you're available. Amen? Now let's go to the flyer page, which has a number, and I believe Reverend Cureton has also posted the number on your screen. I don't know why I don't have that page with me. Here it is. There's a nice flyer, but the information is posted. The phone number you're going to be using for it, it's the phone number that's for Taylor's Tabernacle, is 267-263-7701. That is the phone number for our congregation. Every church, their congregation has the number. So again, you would want to text that number. You would text READY. They're going to get back to you with the keyword and information. Then you're going to call into, I guess, a phone tree that they have set up, which will then allow you to input your information. And once the process is done, you'll know, because it'll give you an appointment time for next Saturday. Amen. I'm just looking through this. I want to make sure that I've covered all the details. Unfortunately, I know I've gone through all this and some of you have questions. I can basically, if you were to call me, and I know some of you will call me, I will go through exactly what I read through for you here. It doesn't go live until noon, so there's nothing I can really tell you technically, but reach out to that number. And again, they've said the keyword that we're supposed to type is READY. READY. Okay. Reverend Cureton has just advised me that the flyer, the thing that I just read from and I'm showing you right here, is going out via email this afternoon. Now, you'll actually, when you see the flyer, do we have both numbers on it? Or no? Okay. The flyer has two numbers, but it really has two numbers for larger churches. We should be able to, everyone in our church should be able to cover it through that first number that I just gave you, rather than having to do A through L and then M through Z. With that, just a reminder, it's next Saturday for the first shot. So reach out, not only if you have the situation where you need it, reach out to your family members, reach out to someone down the street who's not a part of your family, but you don't know, Miss such and such who lives down the block, who you know is stuck in the house. Reach out to her, reach out to him, because we know what COVID has been doing to this planet. Not even just our communities, this planet. Let us show love to one another by helping one another to get vaccinated to stop this thing in its tracks. Amen. The Lord has made a way. Now it's up to us to show other people the way. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Okay. Good.
All right.
She laughs. I hope everybody got it. Take that. Don't be afraid. Don't think you're, failing something because you're in Sarah's boat. Understand that God is trying to pull you out of self into needing and looking toward Him. Amen. I wanted to remind everybody who, if you were on last night Friday night, family game night, it's a great time. I talked about some scriptures every young person should know. That's coming from our pastor. I just wanted to remind everybody of that. And if you don't have it, or you didn't get in contact with anybody yet, you can call the church and let us know you need it, and we'll get it out to you, okay? So that, once again, that's about the scriptures every young person should know, all right? Amen. And we're going to work hard on trying to memorize those with the help of our parents. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right. Now, if all have a full belly off of what you eat, and listen, I just want a quick reminder, eat, eat, eat. That's my new motto. Read the word, read the word, read the word. Even if you don't understand, read the word. And if you don't, if your Bible language isn't proper for you to receive, get a new Bible. Call me, call Todd, call Aaron, call Minister JC, John Kirsten. Look, because if you don't get it, you'll never know. Get the word. The Holy Ghost works on the word of God in helping you to understand it. Amen. So get it and eat. Amen. All right. That's all I wanted to say. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you first personally for helping me get that out. But thank you for the word coming to the people. And Lord, be ever in front of us. Keep us, Lord. Thank you for keeping us through this COVID. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless us, continue to keep us under the contract, under the covenant, and Lord, give us safe travels. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.